The pavers are actually a much better choice than the concrete.
Hello, and welcome to Let's Talk Outdoor Living, where we talk all things landscape design, hardscaping, and masonry. I'm your host, Nick Cervini, and today we're here again with John Kelly, the owner of Kelly Masonry.
Thanks for having me back, and I know we're going to be talking about pavers, which is actually one of my favorite outdoor materials for hardscaping.
Happy to have you back. So in today's episode, we'll be talking about one of the most popular choices for outdoor surfaces, and that's pavers. Whether you're looking to create a stunning patio, a functional driveway, or a beautiful walkway, pavers offer a versatile and durable solution. Let's start by explaining what pavers are and how they can be used in outdoor construction.
So basically, Nick, pavers are precast concrete. They come in a variety of shapes, colors, sizes, textures, and are used mostly in outdoor applications for outdoor living, patios, walkways, etc.
In your opinion, why are pavers so popular?
Pavers are really, really popular choice because they're pretty budget friendly. Come in so many different sizes, shapes, colors. They're very versatile, very durable. I just love them.
Fascinating, John. Could you tell us more about the benefits of using pavers?
Few different benefits. Number one, that they're really durable, stand up well, especially the ones that are being produced today. And if you spill something on it, or you've grease from the barbecue that drips on it, you can pull out a paver and replace it quite easily. They don't crack like concrete, so they move with the ground. So with a concrete patio, a lot of times you'll see them tend to get hairline cracks in it.
You talked a little bit about the versatility of pavers. Tell us about some of the design options.
The design options with pavers are really, really limitless. It's as much as you can imagine. You can get a contemporary look for your home, the classic look. There's always going to be a paver that fits in and fits the aesthetic of your existing home.
There's a lot of paver brands out there today. Do you have a favorite that you recommend to clients?
So that's another good question. Here at Kelly Masonry, we use E.P. Henry quite a bit, and we also use Tekka Block. It really basically boils down to the style of the paver that we're looking after, whether it's contemporary or classic, and what's really existing at home and what the customer likes also. So those are two of my favorite. There's quite a few manufacturers out there, and really as far as quality and durability, they're all really the same these days.
One concern of homeowners is the weed growth between pavers. What do you and your team do to address this?
So Nick, to address that, and that's really a valid point, years ago people used to just sweep sand into their joints, and weeds was a constant issue unsightly, and moving pavers around and just was not very attractive. So the companies have come up with a sand called a polymeric sand, which is a joint sand which prevents that weed growth and really helps hold things together.
So if the contractor uses polymeric sand, they don't have to worry about any weeds growing between their joints?
So, yep, that's correct. You will not see weeds if the polymeric stand's installed correctly by someone that's been trained to do so. There is biannual maintenance, like you're going to power wash or wash off your patio once a year, and you just want to make sure to keep an eye on it and address things if you see anything getting washed out.
Now let's address the big debate on everyone's mind: pavers or concrete?
My opinion, Nick, the pavers are actually a much better choice than the concrete. Concrete, as I said, tends to crack over time if it's installed, poorly installed, and even if it's really well installed, it still can heave in the winter time and crack. And once it's cracked, really there's no good way to repair it, and any repair looks like a repair. Whereas with the pavers, as I said, if there is any settlement or anything along those lines where it gets stained, you can always pop one or two pavers out. And we always like to leave a few pavers leftovers with the owners, just in case that happens and they need to replace something.
Besides the aesthetic and design of the home, what else should homeowners keep in mind when choosing the correct paver for their project?
One crucial consideration is choosing the right paver for the intended use. So some pavers are better suited for driveways. They tend to be a little bit thicker, while others work best for, you know, walkways or patios. And it's really important to select pavers that can handle the expected load and traffic. Certainly the insulation, proper insulation is essential. You know, a skilled masonry contractor, you want to hire so that, you know, the base is properly prepared and the pavers are installed with precision. And then regular maintenance after that. They can keep them up on periodic cleaning, and sealing will help protect the pavers and protect your investment and maintain, you know, that new look over time.
Another decision homeowners have to make is choosing between pervious and impervious pavers. Can you tell us the difference between the two?
Well, Nick, the difference between pervious and impervious is impervious means that anything that rain that falls from the sky basically runs off your patio and into your yard and heads downstream, where actually pervious pavers take some of that rainfall and absorbs it and lets it trickle through the base and get redirected maybe to a stormwater pit. So depending on the circumstances, some townships actually require pervious pavers. Especially if you've already a lot of impervious surface at your home.
That's great information to keep in mind. I'm curious though, have you and your team recently worked on a paver project you'd like to share?
Of course, Nick. One project that really stands out in my mind is a beautiful backyard transformation that we recently completed for a family in our community. They wanted an outdoor living space where they could entertain guests. So we used a combination of paver styles and a spacious patio with a fire pit, a walkway sort of meandered around to the side garden past a really nice water feature. And the end result was truly spectacular. And the family now loves spending time outdoors in their outdoor retreat. And they're going to get to enjoy that for many years to come.
Thanks for sharing, John. And thank you all for listening. I hope you've gained valuable insight into the world of pavers and feel inspired to incorporate them in your outdoor spaces. If you have any questions or need further assistance, don't hesitate to reach out to us at kellymasonrymainline.com.
Thanks for having me, Nick. I really enjoyed talking about pavers today, and I'll look forward to seeing you next time. Thank you.
Until next time.